Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man charged again with felony stalking after months of threats and surveillance. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 43-year-old Gillette man, already facing a felony stalking charge, is now accused of stalking his ex-wife again, this time through months of threatening text, covert surveillance, and repeated violations of a long-term protection order. Russell Ellison was bound over to district court on November 7th on a new felony stalking charge. His bond remains set at $100,000 cash or surety. According to court documents, Ellison spent months sending disturbing messages to one of his employees, admitting he was spying on his ex-wife, planning to put trackers and cameras on her property, and making violent threats towards her family and her. The employee contacted police on October 25th after receiving multiple messages in which Ellison admitted violating a protection order that bars him from contacting, following, or monitoring the victim through June 2028. Investigators say Ellison detailed plans to follow his ex-wife, place surveillance cameras, and even harm anyone he believed she was dating. Some messages describe graphic acts of violence, and others indicated he was actively searching for her, including driving around Gillette on July 4th and inspecting her parents' vehicle outside of her apartment. Police concluded the behavior showed escalating danger, repeated violations of the protection order, and intent to assault the victim. A warrant was issued for his arrest. The incident follows earlier charges filed in July when Ellison was accused of placing a sign along his wife's commute, begging her to meet him and repeatedly honking at her while driving, behavior that helped lead to a 3-year protection order. Ellison now faces 2 felony stalking cases as prosecutors allege a months-long pattern of threatening abusive behavior towards his ex-wife. Gordon's budget draws fire from Gray, praise from Meyer. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon's proposed $11.13 billion biennial budget is already stirring political tension, prompting Secretary of State Chuck Gray to accuse the governor of trying to obstruct a 2026 ballot initiative. According to Cowboy State Daily, Gordon released his budget Monday evening. By late Tuesday morning, Gray issued a statement saying that he was alarmed and deeply troubled that the governor did not include $125,000 Gray requested for legally required publication notices for a citizen-led property tax initiative. Gray claims the governor's recommendation, about $200,000 less than the secretary's department request, threatens the initiative process and could open the measure to legal challenges. Gordon rejected the allegation, calling Gray's claims false. He said the recommendation simply mirrors what Gray has managed in previous election cycles without additional funding, and that it's ultimately the legislature, not the governor, that decides the final budget. Gordon said Gray can take his case to the Appropriations Committee as the process allows. While Gray criticized the plan, State Treasurer Kurt Meyer praised its fiscal responsibility. Meyer touted the state's record high $1.86 billion in investment earnings this year, saying those returns now outpace revenues from severance taxes and federal mineral royalties. He urged lawmakers to direct more money into long-term investment funds to stabilize state income for future generations. Gordon's budget and all agency requests now move to the legislature, where appropriations will determine the final spending plan for the 2025-26 biennium. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.